USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Work underway to find the motive behind a deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed in Thursday's shooting at a FedEx facility. 19-year-old Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman. The former FedEx employee killed by what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators at Hole's home Friday seizing evidence. President Biden reacting to the shooting.
I strongly support the universal background checks, which I continue to push. The Congress has to step up and act. The Senate has to act. And I strongly support and continue and never stop supporting the ban on assault weapons and magazines that hold more than 10 bullets.
Biden calls the number of mass shootings a national embarrassment. Thousands protesting in Chicago Friday night over a deadly police shooting. 13-year-old Adam Toledo shot to death last month in the city's Little Village neighborhood. Police body cam video released Thursday shows the boy unarmed with his hands up as he shot. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Protests continue for a sixth day in Minnesota. About 100 people arrested Friday night while protesting over the death of Dante Wright, the 20-year-old shot to death by a Brooklyn Center police officer. That officer charged with second-degree manslaughter. China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's 2-year-old son.
I never thought, like, in a million years that this would happen. Everything's still all really just hitting me now because I still haven't really fully, like, understood everything going on right now.
Whitaker also expressing gratitude for the support she has received since Sunday's shooting. The number of COVID deaths worldwide now over 3 million. That grim milestone reached today based on numbers by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. recording the most deaths, over 566,000. According to JHU, 9 countries have yet to record a COVID death, including the Holy See. Meanwhile, Virginia reporting its first 2 cases of a variant strain from Brazil. The P1 strain now present in at least 23 states. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Johnson & Johnson revealing it wanted to explore blood clotting issues, Tim Berg explains.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Prince Philip remembered for his courage, fortitude, faith, and unwavering loyalty to the Queen, his wife of 73 years. A funeral held today for the Prince at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Reverend David Connor also recalling Philip's kindness, humor, and humanity. He was 99. The Prime Minister of Japan at the White House Friday, Wendy King has details.
President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.